Happy Monday, Tappers. What's going on? Daily Tap for Monday, August 13th. Gotta love the truck howling right by as we start taping. That is par for the course. Happy to talk to you guys in my final days of being a 20-something. I will be turning 30 on Wednesday. That is crazy. I'm ready for it, but man, it's a wild thing to say you're 30. I've already started to refer myself as 30 in the last couple days, just sort of to get myself mentally prepared for it. But yes, that is happening. So look forward to talking to us. Like I said, on the podcast yesterday, kind of like part two. So if you did not listen to Sunday's podcast, Sunday you got your PGA, a little bit of Brewer talk, and today we're going to talk about the Packers. We're going to mostly look at the what Vegas thinks about the Packers with Khalil Mack and the potential of that being a real thing. And then we're going to also look at some training camp news and notes, as well as do people have to become vocal leaders if they are not vocal? Kind of an interesting thing based on an article I read about TJ Edwards today that I think is worth talking about. So if this is your first time listening to Daily Tap, if this is only the second or third time, we are a daily podcast. It's Wisconsin sports. It's 20 minutes or less. We've heard from a lot of people that you like the sort of short format. The reason the short format's there is because sometimes you just don't have time to listen to an hour podcast or an hour and a half podcast where it goes in 100 different directions. And we do have a Tapping the Keg, which we try to stick to about 45 minutes. That's more of what's going on in the week of sports, whether it was last week or the week upcoming. And I think it's a good balance. And I have a co-host there, Mitch Ross. So we are there. SnowtapWI.com is where you can always find our podcast. It is always a feature. I believe we should have right now, at least for the time being, the last three podcasts up. Today's, Sunday's, as well as Saturday's podcast, where we broke down the Bucks schedule. So you can go back and listen to that. And that's the other good thing about Daily Tap. If, you know, you have, obviously, in the summer, you're not, you know, locked in on your computer, you can go back in, you can listen to the whole weekend's worth of podcasts, and then that is about, you know, 60 minutes, right? You get about 60 minutes of shows, and there it is. And we try to keep a variance so you're not listening to the same thing. You know, the recaps of the Brewer game, stuff like that, you know, we're not talking about that every day. So it's not like it doesn't feel like old and dated. Some stuff will, but not always. So go back and listen if you want a couple of extras in there. And we always appreciate the listen. SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, whatever you're sort of into. We're on a couple other podcast venues if those aren't your jam. And if you want us to add some, if you're like, hey, you're not on this, let me know and I can add those, and I will do that for you. All right, let's not spend any more time talking about ourselves, even though at times it is a little narcissistic on this podcast. We are going to talk about the Packers and Khalil Mack. So last week I wrote, you know, will the Packers trade for Khalil Mack? You may have seen it. It was a good post, and sort of breaking down the possibility and what kind of impact Khalil Mack could make on the Green Bay Packers. It would be the biggest trade probably prior to a season since Brett Favre. You could make the argument that if someone were to trade for Khalil Mack, whether it's the Packers, whether it's, you know, any other contender in the NFC or AFC, it swings that. The Packers right now have the best possible assets to get a guy like Khalil Mack. They have two first-round picks. Those first-round picks, you're assuming, are going to be in the 20s. Someone brought it up. I'd have to look at it. But basically, you look at the linebackers. You look at the guys in Mack's position that were drafted in the last few years in the 20s were not very good. Well, they were good, but I mean, guys like TJ Watt, Tack McKinley, a few others that were there, but all those players are not four-time All-Pros, not potential Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, Khalil Mack is an absolute stud. He is a phenomenal game changer. As someone quoted, commented on the SnowTap post this morning, you know, White, it was Ron Wolf's guy. Ted Thompson was Charles Woodson. Could Khalil Mack be Brian Gutekunst's dude? And I kind of love that way of thinking, that it is almost like you have seen it from each Packers GM, is there tends to be a splash move. Is Khalil Mack that splash move for the Packers? And yes, and there are the, and what does Vegas odds mean? I mean, you know, it's not something that I think, you know, do we pay that close attention to? It's interesting. I mean, remember the Vikings sort of moved up the Vegas odds for Kirk Cousins. They weren't the initial leaders. They were actually far back. And I think at that time I told you guys to put a little money on Kirk Cousins going to the Vikings, and sure enough, it sort of sprung. And now this is at the end of October, so this is the trade deadline. So it's not a given that Mack would be in before training camp, but if you want him to be sort of acclimated with the team, you'd probably want him in camp next week. I would say this is, for to wonder about Khalil Mack, this is like a pivotal 2 weeks on if the Packers would make a move. And it would probably take two first-round picks. I don't know if it would also trade a guy like Clay Matthews to the Packers from the Packers. I mean, Clay is a lifelong Packer. He is a great player. I think the opportunity for him to go to California would be great. Obviously, the Jordy Nelson connection there. And Clay is expendable. I mean, he has a year left on his deal. It would be, he would probably not like the 4-3 system, obviously being a 3-4 player for his entire career. So who knows? Maybe the Raiders wouldn't take a risk on that. But you wonder, would they want a young player back? Would they want someone like Ty Montgomery potentially back on the roster? I don't think the Packers would trade that, considering Aaron Jones is suspended for the first two games of the season. But you never know. I mean, I don't know what the sort of market value is. Is it just the two first rounders for Khalil Mack? And a lot of Packer fans would say, oh my God, that's way too much. That's way too much for a team to do. You have to understand it in a vacuum, though. It is probably going to be two picks in the 20s. And what's to say the Packers can't draft up and get a pick in the late 20s? Those are usually available, or in the early second round. I mean, the Packers have went without a first round draft pick in years past, and it's been just fine. Guys like Jordy Nelson and Kevin King are, to name a few, where they've had a second round pick and they've done okay with not drafting in the first round. And for a guy like Khalil Mack, that's a fantastic value. I mean, it is incredible. He is a once in a, I would say, is he once a lifetime? Yeah. I don't think it's hyperbole to say he's a once in a lifetime available talent for the Green Bay Packers. He really is. He is that good. He is that good of a football player. And I really think that Packer fans need to understand that when you're like, two first rounders is too much. Really, you got to look at it from a wider scope to say, I don't think you'd sign Khalil Mack on the open market. I think he'd look elsewhere. But the Packers have the assets and the money to land Mack. And obviously they are talented enough where Khalil Mack would make this team probably the team to beat in the NFC and have a legit star on defense to complement Aaron Rodgers and this offense. So maybe Goody gets it done. I think I'm not disappointed if Mack isn't a Packer. The only way I'm disappointed if Khalil Mack isn't a Packer is if the Vikings were to somehow pull off this deal. And let me be clear, Vikings do not have the money to afford Khalil Mack. They do have the young assets. You know, they could trade a guy like Anthony Barr to Oakland for Khalil Mack, as well as a first-round draft pick and maybe a few others in there. I mean, Rick Spielman could break the bank knowing that it is the Vikings' year, but he would be a rental because the Vikings probably could not afford to sign Khalil Mack. He'd have to get really creative with that. That's definitely a headline as we head into week two of preseason. It seems like Jair Alexander is going to play. It's unknown whether Aaron Rodgers will play. He is starting to work on sort of regular season stuff. The report yesterday was that Rodgers was looking at Chicago defenses yesterday, kind of getting himself ready for the season. That's obviously exciting to hear. And I don't really care if Rodgers plays against the Steelers. I mean, obviously, you know, some people, the pinheads, will say, well, he owes it to the Lambeau Field crowd to play because the Packers, this is the last home preseason game. And then they're at, you know, at Oakland and I believe at Kansas City for the last two. So like they owe it. He owes it to there. I could make the argument if you want to go kind of a step further, not that he owes it, but that it would be more beneficial to him to play against Pittsburgh than Oakland because the terrain of Lambeau Field is significantly better than being playing on a baseball field. I feel like playing on a baseball field could be dangerous for anybody, really. So maybe it's worth the Packers playing all their ones and treating preseason game two like preseason game three only because that field at Oakland Alameda is not great and just absolute spit in the face for any baseball or football fan. The fact Oakland doesn't have their own stadium for each is so disappointing. And part of the reason why Oakland's moving to Vegas. I mean, that's part of it, right? Moving forward, the Packers, I've seen a lot from Reggie Gilbert. Reggie Gilbert, I think, is a star in the making. I think he's really done a lot to show out here. He's definitely playing with the twos right now and the ones. I mean, Nick Perry better be careful. I mean, Nick Perry better keel back quickly. I like Nick Perry, but at this point, I think Reggie Gilbert's your starter as your outside linebacker. I don't know why Nick Perry should be given that role with all the injuries he's had. I think he should earn it. I think there is a legit argument to make that Reggie Gilbert has done more to show himself out. Now, Reggie Gilbert's played well enough where you can say, well, why do you need Khalil Mack when you have a guy like Reggie Gilbert? Reggie Gilbert isn't Khalil Mack, folks. I know that's what some fans will say, though, because that's kind of that fan mentality of, well, we have this guy that's performing well, and yeah, he showed some things at the end of last season. A regular season, had a good first preseason game, but still, you got to see normal game reps. People get tape on a guy, like things can change. And so, yes, he's not Khalil Mack. Jason Spriggs, not happy about his benching, it sounded like. Here's what I got to say to Jason Spriggs. You got to be better. I think Jason, that's good motivation for Jason Spriggs. Jason Spriggs has showed some things, but he I don't know if he is a right tackle. I don't know what the future holds for Jason Spriggs. I think Kyle Murphy is actually going to be that dude at right tackle. He showed some things in that left tackle position. Mike McCarthy even said last year that Kyle Murphy isn't a left tackle, and yet he was there last Thursday just to provide support with Bakhtiari's injury. And, you know, maybe Kyle Murphy's that guy and maybe Spriggs still is going to be third in the depth chart when it's all said and done. And so, yes, I think Jason Spriggs has a lot to work on. So him being baffled by the benching is fine and well, but at the same time, you have to show it out on the field to show that you can be a vital part for this Packers team. I don't know if Jason Spriggs has shown that. He's talk about another. I mean, we'll look back at Ted Thompson's latter end of his drafts, and boy, are they sort of bad. I mean, I like Ted Thompson. I think Ted Thompson is a great big reason why the Packers have an extra Super Bowl in them. But man, oh man, his drafting down the stretch was pretty fucking terrible. If you look at guys like Spriggs, Demarius Randall, Quentin Rollins, who could get cut, all those guys were top three round draft picks. I mean, that's crazy. All right, to wrap up the podcast, I did want to mention this article from Jeff Patricus. Now, Jeff, I feel like I've banged on Jeff a little bit because I criticized his Jalen Johnson column earlier this month because he didn't mention Marquette, which was a wild move to not mention Marquette in the running for a five-star in-state recruit. That's here nor there. Jeff also, and it's not Jeff that writes the headlines, but he did. The headline was that TJ Edwards basically needs to be more of a vocal leader for the Wisconsin Badgers. Edwards is their best defender. He's arguably a Buckus nominee, a Benardic. Is it Benardic? Chuck Benardic. Is that right? Nominee for best linebacker. You know, Edwards is going to be a really, really good player and a vital player for Wisconsin to be successful. And they mentioned, well, he's not really a vocal leader. And he's like, yeah, I got to be better at that. And I kind of thought about this and I'm like, do you have to be a vocal leader just because you're the best player on the field? Like, some guys just aren't, that's not in their DNA. Like, some guys just show it on the field and lead by example, and they don't actually want to be a vocal leader. Anybody can be a vocal leader. Like, anyone on that Badgers defense can take the reins and be sort of the vocal captain, if you will. TJ Edwards is obviously the captain of the defense, but he's not a guy who is a rah-rah sort of type. I mean, take Charles Woodson, for example. I think Charles Woodson's a great example of this. Charles Woodson was never a vocal leader. Charles Woodson always showed it with his play on the field. And yes, the one time he stood up was right before the Bears-Packers game in the NFC Championship, and he was a vocal leader when it mattered the most. And I think that is the thing. I don't think TJ Edwards needs to be this vocal leader for the whole season. That, to me, is not important. But when it's the Big Ten championship game and a college football playoff berth maybe on the line, that's when you speak up. That's when you show it, because that is, players know it's serious when a soft-spoken dude who's one of the best players on the team speaks up and talks about how this really matters to him. That's where the importance matters. It's not every day. It's not beating on your chest, screaming, have a day before you go out onto the football field. Sometimes you select your spots to be that leader. So I don't think TJ Edwards owes his team anything to be this vocal leader. Other Badger players can be vocal leaders. It doesn't have to fall on Edwards' shoulders. If that's not who Edwards is, he doesn't have to be a leader. I don't know why we kind of do that to athletes. Edwards is not the last person, not the first athlete who's received that criticism as being a great player without being a leader. You can be a great player and not be a leader because that's your personality. Sometimes that's just not who people are, and that's, you know, it's life. All right, that about does us for today. We will be back tomorrow with the Tapping the Keg. It is our 300th episode. Very excited to hit the 300 mark. Mitch and I will preview the Brewers Cubs series. I don't think we're feeling that good about the Brewers Cubs series. Probably ask Mitch's opinion on the Bucks schedule and look ahead to game two for the Packers and Steelers. So we will talk then. Daily Tap will be back for my birthday on August 15th. Talk about being 30 and what that means for me. Maybe we'll crowdsource what 30 means to everybody else. All right, guys, take care of yourself. Have a wonderful Monday. We'll talk tomorrow. Take care. Bye.